Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation upon Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name, by Thomas Brooks. Will you be thankful, O Christian, for the least courtesy of men, and not be thankful for the little measure of grace that is bestowed upon you by God? The least measure of grace is of more value than 1,000 worlds. Do you remember that most men do not have the least measure of saving grace, and free grace has knocked at your door while it passes by thousands? Free grace has tossed the pearl of price into your bosom, and others are left to wallow in their blood forever. And will you not be thankful? Oh, do but consider how notoriously wicked you would have been if the Lord had not bestowed a little grace upon you. Look around and hear the cursing and blaspheming of God to his face. Had not the Lord given you a little grace, 10,000 to 1, but you would have been one in wickedness among these monsters of mankind. Had not the Lord given you tastes and sips of grace, you might have been as vile as the vilest among them. Ah, weak saints, do you know what an awakened conscience would give for a little of that grace that the Lord has given you? Were all the world a lump of gold and in their hand to give, they would give it for the least spark of grace and for the least drop of mercy. I have heard of a man who, being in a burning fever, professed that if he had all the world at his disposal, he would give it all for just one drink. So would an awakened conscience for one dram of grace. Oh, says such a soul, when I look up and see God frowning and feel my conscience gnawing and accusing, when I look down and see hell open to receive me, and the devil standing ready to accuse me, oh, had I 1,000 worlds, I would give them all for a little drop of grace. Oh, what would not a damned soul that has been in hell an hour give for a drop of grace? Think seriously of this and be thankful.